Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 658 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have an awesome question today from James, but before we get to his question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd.com helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web design from designers all around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from over 100 countries ready to help you with any creative and design projects you might have. So check out DesignCrowd.com. That's DesignCrowd.com to learn more and get started today with a special VIP offer just for our listeners at designcrowd.com/askpat. Again, that's designcrowd.com/askpat. Sweet. Here's today's question from James.
Hey, Pat, this is James. I've noticed that most of the time when you launch a new domain like eBooks the Smart Way or AskPat or WillItFlyBook.com, that you actually just redirect to a page inside of Smart Passive Income. I'm wondering first, can you tell me like why you do that? Is it just because it's easier than launching a whole new site? Or is there some other reason for it? And then also, can you explain how to do it? Because I guess I'm just not super tech savvy. So I'm wondering if it's, you know, done on the back end, or is there something within WordPress that you use? So I'm just kind of wondering the rationale and the method behind it. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate everything that you do, as you know, and I look forward to hearing your answer. Thanks a lot.
Hey, James, thanks so much for the question. I appreciate it. Appreciate your support as always. Thank you so much. Now, the reason I do this is because I want everybody to come back to my website. And because these things like eBooks the Smart Way, Ask Pat, Affiliate Marketing the Smart Way, those kinds of things, they all are part of the SPI brand. But I just am making it easier for people to get to those things, especially with Email the Smart Way or Affiliate Marketing the Smart Way or eBooks the Smart Way. When I mention those domain names on a video or a podcast episode, it's much easier to remember than smartpassiveincome.com/affiliate-smart-marketing-smart-way or whatever. So that's why I do it that way. For Ask Pat, it's a little bit different. Ask Pat could have been its own website, but you're absolutely right. It's a lot easier to just have it live on your own website than create a whole new website from scratch and have it be another thing to manage, another server to pay for, another et cetera. So that's why I do it that way. Now, the technical part of it is actually very easy. It's still going to be a little bit difficult for those starting out who don't know what to do, but I'm hopefully going to help you out here. So you buy a new domain name on something like GoDaddy.com, which sometimes you can do for 99 cents. I would actually look up on Google 99 cent domain names, GoDaddy. Noah Kagan taught me this trick. It's not really a trick, but it's just they have them available if you go through the right channels. So look up 99 cents GoDaddy domain, and sometimes you can get it. Sometimes I've missed it for whatever reason, but you might be able to check it out. You can also look up a lot of coupon codes that you could use to get these domains for cheap as well, and you buy a domain name. just the domain name. You don't need anything else. You may want to also include Whois privacy if you want to keep your address that you use out of people's hands. So just keep that in mind. So that's an additional yearly cost, but it's not going to be that much. And then instead of actually just building a website on that domain, you go to the domain manager. And this works for not just GoDaddy, but with any other hosting companies or domain name companies, really. So you go to the part where you manage the domains. And from there, you select the domain that you bought that you want to forward to something else. And that's the key word there, forward. You can forward that domain to any other website you want. And you would just forward it to your own on that particular page or post that you would want everybody to land. So you can see how this works. Just go to ebooksthesmartway.com. That forwards you to – actually, what does that forward to, you to? See, I don't even know anymore. So ebooksthesmartway.com. And that forwards you to smartpassiveincome.com/ebooks-the-smart-way. It says get my book, eBooks the Smart Way, for free. And you could subscribe there to get it and all this other stuff, testimonials and whatnot. So yeah, that's how it works. These ones are pages that are just using the basic template that comes with WordPress. AskPad is a special template that was created by my team on the new redesign specifically for that podcast, because there are certain things involved with it that are different from some of the other ones. So just keep that in mind. But you can just set up a page, or again, it might even be a blog post. Those domains don't even have to forward to your own stuff. I've known a few people who have used those as affiliate links for other things. So you could do that, but I would make sure that with whatever products you're promoting as an affiliate that you're allowed to do that. Sometimes you are not. So just keep that in mind. And once again, James, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. And I believe you might already have a t-shirt. If you do, we'll figure out what to do with it later. But because we typically don't send out, or people who have a t-shirt already typically offered to gift it. So we'll check with you to see what you want to do with that. Maybe you want a second one, which is fine, but we'll make sure we figure it out before we run any contests or anything with other listeners or people on Twitter like we did in the last episode, actually. But anyway, I just want to thank you, James, for the question. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your support. Thank you so much. And for everybody else out there, thank you. And if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. I appreciate you, and here's a quote to finish off the day by Jeff Bulas. He says, "Never underestimate the vital importance of finding early in life the work that for you is play. This turns possible underachievers into happy warriors." Be a warrior, everybody. Thanks so much. Maybe not a Golden State Warrior because they lost in the finals, but anyway, thanks so much. I appreciate you, and I'll see you the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.